I should have warned you that last track starts off so quietly, you probably got the gain up to 10 before you could hear anything. Yes, David Occupinti, guitarist, composer, arranger there on his album called Camera Lucida, just released. And again, the Occupinti name is quite well known in the jazz world for decades now in Canada. Snuck into the second hour of our program just now. It's 11:01 Central Time, and you're listening to Voyage. Well, I've sampled this album before, but it really is quite worthwhile hearing again, and the various tracks. It's a trumpeter and flugelhorn player. Is a flugelhorn player a flugelhornist? Adam O'Farrell plays trumpet and flugelhorn. There you go. His album is called For These Streets, and it has Kevin Sun on tenor and clarinet, David Leon on alto and flute, Callan Leong on trombone and euphonium, Mary Halverson on guitar, Patricia Brennan on vibes, Tyrone Allen on bass, and Thomas Fujiwara on drums. There's some very, very high level playing in that list and with those names. This is a really neat album. I'm going to play three tracks. One of them is quite brief. Here for These Streets on the Out of Your Head label. This is Adam O'Farrell on trumpet with his band. Then this first track is called Streets.
Thank you. Thank you.
trumpeter Adam O'Farrell from his album called For These Streets. Some very interesting abstract music in many ways, but having heard that a few times, there's very substance there as well. These players are very fine. That last track was called The Break Had Not Come. I'm not sure how to interpret that, but you can have a shot at it if you wish. Anyhow, that's brought us to 11:19 Central Still Daylight Time. You are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays and streamed live at CKUW.ca and, perhaps more importantly, archived at CKUW.ca, so you can check out if the technology is really working well. You can check out previous week's programs just to see what else happens around here. But I'm now moving into my historical segment. If you listen regularly, you know that that's a regular part of the program usually. And as I sort of hinted at the beginning, sometimes there's a wide variety of my choices for my historical segment. Often they are classic albums that are at least known by name, if not in all the content, but they are known to be on everybody's best of lists and so on and so forth. But I also blend that out with albums that I think are worth listening to, but aren't as well known. This is an example today. Paul Motion was a great drummer. He died, I think, around 2012. So it's he was 80 or so when he died. But he did a tremendous amount of involvement with other groups and with his own bands. And in 1982, he released this album called Psalm. And it had with him Bill Frisell on guitar. Frisell's been around for a long time, but this is an earlier Frisell, and he really is fine on this album. Incredible. Ed Scholler on bass, and Joe Lovano on tenor, and Billy Drews on tenor and alto saxophones. A very interesting quintet, and I think this is the first recording that Motion had with that particular quartet. As I mentioned, it was recorded in Germany in December 81 and released in 82 on ECM. And it has a very strong, powerful message for the 80s, as seeming like a long time ago. But the message is still very current and very alive. This is a very fine album, probably not one that a lot of people are aware of. I think it was re-released after Motion died with maybe a different title on the album. But it was originally Psalm, and that is the first track, as a matter of fact. And all these tracks were composed by Motion. So here's a set from the Paul Motion Band from 1982, starting with the title track of the album called Psalm.
Thank you.
Some very nice playing on that album. That was my historical segment set for today from a 1982 album by drummer Paul Motion and his quintet, which features people like Joe Lovano on sax and Bill Frisell especially on guitar, that I think does a stellar job on that album. As I mentioned at the outset, not one of the classic ones that everybody knows, but my historical segment goes all over the place, and like to introduce you to some music perhaps you might not have been aware of, and albums that are worth listening that aren't on everybody's A-list sort of thing. And it has got us almost all the way to the end of our second hour today. It's 11:58 here in the Peg. And around this time, I usually want to let you in on exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community.